Crumb, Chris Coating.
Hey, this is Jay Farr of Sun Volt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
is full of rain. The sky's coming down again. I get so tired of the same old blues, the same old song. Baby, it won't be long till I'll be tied on my flying shoes, my flying shoes. Till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. Side. Summer had to be satisfied with falls of feeling that I just can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. Flying shoes, flying shoes, till I'll be tied on my flying shoes.
The great Lyle Lovett there with a fantastic version of Flying Shoes. If you watch the movie Be Here to Love Me, you see footage of him performing that at Townes' funeral. Very, very powerful moment and a great, great song there. Before that, we heard Jay Farrar and Kelly Willis doing Rex's Blues from the Sunvolt Retrospective. And how good is that? And we'll send it out to Marnie if she still listens every once in a while. I don't know. I haven't heard from her in so long. It's hard to say. But she reminded me of that one a while ago. And that's a good song. So thanks. We got Townes' protege and friend is a guy who's a fantastic singer-songwriter in his own right. If you see Heartworn Highways, this great movie with Townes and Guy Clark and a bunch of other guys recorded in like 1974 or something. There's a very, very, very young-looking Steve Earle in that movie. And, of course, he grew up to be a friend and sort of contemporary of Townes, and did a bunch of Townes songs and talks about them all the time. So we got a We've got to play his one of his great Towns covers, and then a song he wrote about Towns. But we'll also send our thoughts out to Steve Earle. His dad died on Friday. It's too bad. He is 74. He just turned 74 on the 22nd of December, actually. But I guess he's been in bad health because his whole family is all his five kids and his and everything were there when he passed away on Friday. So sorry to hear that, Steve. We'll be seeing Steve in March. Hopefully, he'll be feeling all right by then. But here's Steve doing doing Townsend's classic "Tecumseh Valley." Tell the band to go home. 1.5.
The name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her ways were free and insane to me. Sunshine walked beside her. She come from Spencer across the hill. She said her paw would send her, 'cause the cold was low and soon guys, it's winter. She said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. But times were hard, jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and the job she found, attending bar for Gypsy Sally. Get back home when the spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied, her paw died. Word come down for Spencer. Took to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her, and many a man returned again just to lay himself beside her. They found her down beneath the stairs. They lead to Gypsy Sally's, and her hand when she died was a note to cry. Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
The show is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
On 101.5
UMFM.
For with all neons burning bright, pretty lights, red and blue, but this shut down all the honky tonks tonight. I say a prayer to heaven only knew. You used to say the highway was your home, but we both know that ain't true. Just the only place a man can go. He don't know where he's traveling to. But Colorado's always clean and healing, and Tennessee in spring's green and cool. It never really was your kind of town, but you went around with the Fort Worth blues. Somewhere beyond the Great Divide, where the sky's wide and the clouds are few, a man can see his way clear to the light. I just hold on tight, that's all you gotta do. They say Texas weather's always changing, and one thing change will bring you something new. And Houston really ain't that bad a town, so you hang around with the Fort Worth blues.
Mr. Steve Earle there with Fort Worth Blues, and before that, Tecumseh Valley, a couple of songs in honor of Towns Van Zandt, who passed away on New Year's Day in 1997. And I was, like I said, we were watching the Be Here to Love Me last night, the movie, and it's just filled with so many amazing songwriters talking about Towns Van Zandt. But there's also, and you know, I've had this movie and I've watched it a whole bunch of times, but I don't think I've ever watched all the bonus features before. There's some bonus interviews on there where you go in and there's extended, you know, sort of parts that aren't in the movie. And there's a bunch of great stuff from the Cowboy Junkies and Emmylou Harris and all kinds of people. But probably my favorite one is Guy Clark, who is, of course, Towns' best friend and partner in crime and all kinds of things. And one of them was the story which I'm going to play for you now. And does Guy say any bad words in this story? I can't remember. I hope not. But Guy sometimes has a bit of a potty mouth, so listener discretion is advised. I'm pretty sure this one's safe. But it talks about how one of the greatest songs of all time, which we'll play right after this, came into being basically because Townes Van Zandt made him mad. And so I think it's a funny story. So we'll play it. Guy Clark talking about it, then the Guy Clark classic. Right here on Tell the Band to Go Home. Check this out.
I got married on January 14th, and Townes came to be the best man and proceeded to stay for 8 months, which is in Suzanne's spare bit of the studio, painting studio. So anyway, we're there every night and drinking and crazy. And one day, can't remember when it was, but I thought I got it in my paranoid head that Townes and Susanna were making fun of me, which I'm sure they were. I mean, I wasn't paranoid. They really were. And I had had enough. Fuck you guys. Proceeded to go get some 10-penny nails and this little kind of hammer. You know, it was a small hammer, but it was a hammer. And a bottle of whiskey, and proceeded to go to the bedroom in this old house. Nail myself in the bedroom. Unbeknownst to me, this is a very old house, and these were oak doors and frames, and it was the hardest shit in the world. And it's one thing to drive a nail in that with a little hammer, but to pull the nail out with a little hammer is a whole other thing. So when it came time to pee, I couldn't get out. And I had been in there, and I wrote Let Him Roll and another talking blues song called Old Mother's Locket Trick or Flatpick Blues, something. But I wrote Let Him Roll that while I was doing that. I said, fuck you, God, man. I was, you know, and I went in there and I wrote Let Him Roll and started. And I almost had another one. I had to pee. Well, I couldn't get the nails out of the door. It's this real hard oak, this little bitty claw hammer. I tried, you know, no windows would barely open because they were all painted shut and had storm glass and screen storm, and I couldn't pee out the window. It was like, I can't remember how I got out of there, but it was like horrible, you know, to let two idiots like Townes and Susanna drive you to that length where you nail yourself in a room. I rest my case.
About everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet, and he lost the thread, and his mind got cluttered, and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel, exchange for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son, he said life for you had just begun. And then he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. I spent 17 years riding line, he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, black veil covering her silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest her soul. Just to let him roll, Lord, let him roll. He always said that heaven just Dallas for. Let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
Got a guitar all my own, got a quarter foot of telephone, I ain't hit it down this highway all alone. One, two, three, and maybe four, honey, they're knocking on my door. Well, you know I'm gonna miss you when I'm gone. Got no daddy, but I got a ma. Think she lives in Arkansas. I might just go and see her some old day. It ain't like she'd really care. It ain't like she'd pay the fare. I might just blow on through there anyway. Cause some trouble if I can. Oh, buddy, would you like to come along? It's a place I'd never been. Boy, you know I could use a friend. They say they'll give us 20 bucks a song. Thank you. I got a guitar all my own, got a quarter foot of telephone. I ain't hit it down this highway all alone. 1, 2, 3, and maybe 4, honey, they're knocking on my door. Do you know I'm gonna miss you when I'm gone?
I can again. Win or draw, no chance to lose. Picture cards can't picture you, but I can see you like you are when I just close my eyes.
Called Rainbows and Ridges. This, my friend Justin, he's out there somewhere. He likes this.
Mm-hmm.
rainbows and ridges and rhymers and rhymes. Lovers and music all have the time. Someone gets started, someone resigns. Interstate highways and buses and planes will only take horses down memory lanes. If everything passes, what past will remain? Knocked over, I got the blues. Some don't get any, some get to choose. Rainbows and ridges and rhymers and rhymes. Lovers and music all have the time. Someone gets started, someone resigns.
That's all right with me. Boom, 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 boom.
The late, great Blaze Foley there with No Goodwill Stores in Waikiki. Before that, we heard Blaze with Rainbows and Ridges and Picture Cards, Can't Picture You. And three great Blaze Foley CDs that came from our friends at Candor, 390 Provence. And thanks to them. Thanks to Jules for forcing Blaze Foley down my throat. Because he's pretty damn good. He's the best darn songwriter that you've never heard of and probably never will. Talents before that with Blaze's Blues. Him and Blaze Foley were good friends and got into a lot of trouble together. And Guy Clark with Let 'Em Roll before that. And Blaze Foley, like I said, one of the best songwriters that you'll ever hear. But nobody in the world knows who he is, which is a darn shame. But we'll play a couple more of his songs that were covered by more famous folks. And this first one, we'll see if it sounds better this time I play it. Now that it's autographed, we'll see if it sounds better. Which is what Stu Reed always says. Once they get autographed, they sound better. Did I tell you about the story about when I met Lyle Lovett this year? I think I did, didn't I? How I embarrassed myself in front of Lyle Lovett?
Yeah.
And then he was going to phone me, but he never did? That rat bastard. Anyways, from his album My Baby Don't Tolerate, here's Lyle with the Blaze Foley classic, Election Day.
Cost me too much money, and it probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. No, it wouldn't weigh a thing, it's hardly worth your time. My luck's been bad, the telephone just kept my only dime. There might be a burglary, why don't you just go and see. Be all right, be all right, be all station, gonna buy a ticket to ride. I'm gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side.
ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Sing the song for the people of me and get along with it all. Where the people say y'all. I sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in. And get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. I might go back down to Texas or go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to this song and start singing again. Questions that I already know. I could build me a castle with memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when you know what to say. Station, gonna buy a ticket to ride. I'm gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. A ride till the sun comes up and down around about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Sing my song for the people of me and get along with it all. Where the people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when you know what to say.
Hey, this is Gerf Morlicks, and I'm in Winnipeg, and I'm loving it. And I'm listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Drunken angel, you're on the other
That's Lucinda Williams there, Drunken Angel, a song written about Mr. Blaze Foley, and I can only assume that Blaze was brought to Lucinda's attention by her former guitar player slash producer, Gerf Morlix, who played with Blaze Foley for a long time and is responsible for a bunch of this stuff. If you check out the album Cold, Cold World by Blaze Foley and the Beaver Valley Boys, it sort of was a record that started out being recorded with Gerf and then sort of didn't get finished, I think, because Blaze died. And then Gerf went back and finished it not too long ago and re-released it. And so there's a lot of his touches on there, and it's a fine record. So pick that one up next time you're down at Candor, will you? What else do we hear in there? We heard John Prine with his version of Blaze Foley's Clay Pigeons, and Lyle Lovett with Blaze Foley's Election Day. And it's coming up on 4 o'clock. I noticed the Bluegrass guy's not here. And Jane, are you bored yet?
Nope.
Not even a little bit?
Nope.
Wow. That's pretty good. So maybe we'll keep going for a little bit. I gotta play you one of the best records of 2008. It's right here. And I can tell you it's going to be a contender for my top 10 list. And I can tell you that before it even comes out, because I've got it and you don't. It's pretty darn good. We'll play you some of that and some more stuff coming up after a little break here on Tell the Band to Go Home. Stay tuned.